Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Terry Boyd's World.
Oh, what a joyous occasion it is this morning. Seahawks won yesterday. They beat the Niners 20-17. Both teams really were their own worst enemy.
They
ended up getting a win. No, it's true.
You know what I love? Seahawks had lost six in a row. Geno Smith was 0-5 against the Niners. The 49er fan base had started to take lots of pot shots and having a lot of fun and liberties with Geno Smith. It was only fitting with 12 seconds. Seahawks call their fans the 12s. He breaks the streak on a 13-yard touchdown run, 12 seconds left. He's the hero. Seahawks win.
The only reason he's dragging this out is because I told him I have to pee really bad. And so he's making
it. That's true.
Here's what we're doing. By the way, you can follow us on Facebook, the KGON Facebook page, Facebook Live. I do have the shock collar on. Jeets has the controller in his hand. It's already been tested. Do not push it. Don't push it. I don't know if I'll make it through without peeing in my pants. Now, I'm going to leave because I got
to
be blindfolded.
Now you're just trying to convince me.
No, I'm not. I'm going to take off my glasses. I'm going to take off my headphones. I'm going to leave.
Yeah, get the hell out of here.
And I will be back blindfolded.
Yeah, Terry's going to be escorted out by our intern. He'll get blindfolded. And here's how the game works. I have picked out a food. Terry will have to describe the food in five words, but he must beware. I have chosen three buzzwords, and if he says any of those words, I will electrocute him and gladly do it. The Seahawks have lost five of the last six games, and I've been taking a pounding, so I've been dying for some comeuppance. I plan on taking liberties with Terry. You can follow all this on KGON's Facebook page as we go Facebook Live. Now, the food I have picked is a dill pickle. Not necessarily the easiest thing to describe outside of a couple words. And also, Terry has some weird thing about phallic-shaped foods. I mean, we can all make our assumptions why that is, but he gets oddly weirded out by it. So I'm going to give him a pickle, which he will have a problem eating. And the three words I'm going to choose is salty, crunchy, and pickle, because every time Terry recognizes what the food is, he then just tells me what it is. I have no doubts he will do it again today. I will wave in the intern to have Terry come do the zombie walk of shame back to his chair here in the KGON studios. There he is patting the wall. There he is. Ooh! Oh, man, yeah, the people are really excited to see how this is going to go down, Terry. I'm assuming they're all tuning in because they assume you won't say any of the buzzwords and you will get out of this completely unscathed.
All I know is you took forever. I told you how to pee.
Well, I know that, so I got a little loose with my words. Absolutely. Yeah. I will also point out that Terry is perfect. He has hit every single one of my buzzwords up until this point in all five or all four previous Seahawks wins. All right, I'm going to hand you the food. Oh, God. You know, I didn't really think this out. It's in a bag. Reach your hand in the bag. There you go. Why don't you just grab the bag and grab what's inside there?
Ooh, the texture's kind of bumpy.
Yeah. Like what? Like maybe some warts of some sort.
I'm smelling it.
Oh, yeah.
I already know.
Smell kinds of
this
sweaty.
This is something I've had in my mouth before.
Yeah, I bet you have. Kind of bumpy and sweaty smelling.
Yeah.
Little tart and vinegary smelling.
It is a bit vinegary.
Yeah.
That's one of my words, by the way.
Vinegary?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you chewed it. Figure you just straight swallow it, to be honest, but
oh man, that's a really good pickle.
There's one. I told you he'd say it. Now, listen, again, for the fairness of our listening audience, though, I could tell that brought you extreme discomfort and excruciating pain. I don't feel like our audience fully empathize with it, so we're going to do one more. There we go. Much better. That. Much better. That. See, now on the drive to work or wherever people are going, they can get a nice feel for how much pain you're in.
All right, give me two words.
You need two more words. Well, you've knocked out two words, which means you got to give me three more words. There are two more buzzwords up in the air.
Salty. Ah!
Nice. Oh, I don't know if you saw that on Facebook Live, but that red light came through almost kind of like a laser scope. Almost
man,
like
I was that on was Mission right Impossible. Next to my throat.
Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff right there. And you know what? I really like how you leaned into the pain there.
There's not a lot of words that you can use to describe this.
That's kind of the point. How are you feeling about the phallic nature of a pickle, by the way, Terry?
Oh, I'm completely comfortable in my manhood in a pickle. Pretty good. Good pickle, cheese. Nice and crunchy.
Oh my God. I almost killed Terry. Honestly, you know what? I'm going to put it down. He was eating the pickle. I somehow charred the pickle, and he almost choked on it. Now I don't feel comfortable. Listen, for the first time ever, I just put the remote down. If you saw that on Facebook Live, I think I almost killed Terry.
Dude, did you hear the gurgle?
Oh God.
It was stuck in my throat.
Oh my God. That was like a deep fried pickle in your esophagus.
Five words? I don't even remember.
No, you got the three buzzwords. I'm a little worried about being sent to HR. I've put the controller down. Like, this is all fun, but if I actually kill you, I will be in a lot of...
Dude,
I'll
serious.
Have to answer a lot of questions.
The heat rattled him loose. It did. I'm not making that up, man. It was stuck. Like right on the bottom, you know where that little curve is.
Yeah, I'm just glad you're describing it and smiling because I was a little worried by the next time I saw you'd have two X's over your eyes and we'd be calling your family live on the air, obviously, to give them the news.
On Aspire with Emma Greed, I sit down with people who don't just dream big, they build big. From Mark Cuban to Mel Robbins, we talk about mindset, ambition, and the work that actually moves the needle. Listen to Aspire with me, Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast available now.